Any japa is a kind of meditation on the holy name of the Lord. And meditation is also described in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. We can read some section. Sanishchayena yoktavyo yoga nirvinna chetasa sankalpa prabhavan kamams chaktva sarvana sheshataha manasayavendriya gramam viniyamya samantataha. One should engage oneself in the practice of yoga with determination and faith and not be deviated from the path. One should abandon without exception all material desires born of mental speculation and thus control all the senses on all sides by the mind. Purport. The yoga practitioner should be determined and should patiently prosecute the practice without deviation. One should be sure of success at the end and pursue this course with great perseverance, not becoming discouraged if there is any delay in the attainment of success. Success is sure for the rigid practitioner. Regarding bhakti yoga, Rupa Goswami says, Utsahan nischayat tarayat tat tat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vrite shadbhir bhakti prasidyati. Hey, you're unhappy? Don't you like lectures? That's okay. One can execute the process of bhakti yoga successfully with full-hearted enthusiasm, perseverance, and determination by following the prescribed duties in the association of devotees and by engaging completely in activities of goodness. As for determination, one should follow the example of the sparrow who lost her eggs in the waves of the ocean. You know that story? Yeah? What's the story? Do you know?
Yeah.
What happened?
She laid her eggs by the shore, and the waves to come in, and then she said, I'll take out the whole ocean to find my eggs, and then she took it out drop by drop. And then, Garuda came and helped her, and he told the ocean to turn back her eggs while swallowing them.
So the ocean had to give in. Very good. Yes. So with determination, one should follow the practice. There's some rules to be followed. No intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, no illicit sex. And beyond that, one should give up all mental speculation about enjoying this material world. Prabhavan, sankalpa prabhavan kamams chaktva. Sheshan, Sarvana Sheshita. Sankalpa Prabhavan Kama. The desires of material enjoyment are just a mental concoction, imagination. I'm going to be happy in this material world, this way or that way or the other way. Now that one should give up. Manasai Vendriya Gramam. Vinayamya samantata. And one should control the senses on all sides by the mind. Intelligence should guide the mind should control the senses. Shanai shanai uparamed pudhya dhritigrihitaya atmasangstang manakritta nakinchid apichinta yet. Gradually, step by step, one should become situated in trance by means of intelligence sustained by full conviction. And thus the mind should be fixed on the self alone and should think of nothing else. Oh, life is tough. Purport. By proper conviction and intelligence, one should gradually cease sense activities. This is called pratyahara. The mind, being controlled by conviction, meditation, and cessation from the senses, should be situated in trance or samadhi. At that time, there is no longer any danger of becoming engaged in the material conception of life. In other words, although one is involved with matter, as long as the material body exists, one should not think about sense gratification. One should think of no pleasure aside from the pleasure of the Supreme Self. This state is easily attained by directly practicing Krishna consciousness. The yogis are engaged in the mechanical process, withdrawing the senses, controlling the mind, and so on. Krishna consciousness is the direct process. Chanting, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In the sonic yoga, the yoga of sound, the mind is easier to control. To fix the mind in silent meditation is difficult. Arjuna complained. Chanchala hi mana Krishna pramati balavajrinam tasyaham nigraham manye vayur iva shudushkaram. Very difficult to practice the yoga system because the mind is so fickle, the mind is very obstinate, crazy, pramati, balavad. Pramati, stubborn, strong, determined to get its way. Stopping the mind is like stopping a hurricane. So silent meditation, even Arjuna confessed his inability to perform. But this is practical, to fix the mind on the holy name of the Lord. Shanai shanai uparamet budhya driti driti grihitaya. Slowly, slowly. Not that you can't go faster, but step by step. Gradually, gradually, with determination. Budhya driti grihitaya. By intelligence. By intelligence, one should decide that I'm going to be Krishna conscious. The method for becoming Krishna conscious is to chant Hare Krishna. The way to chant Hare Krishna is to chant with attention, with concentration. Other subject matters can wait. So many thoughts, so many concerns, so many issues, so many things to do, so many this, that, distractions. They can wait because I have to focus my mind on the holy name of the Lord. I want to focus my mind. Atma-sangstha. Atma-sangstha means placed in the self. Atma has different meanings. One is the individual self, another meaning is Paramatma. The Supreme Self. Paramatma means Krishna. So one has to fix the mind on Krishna. Atma-sangstha. One should be situated in Krishna consciousness. That means one's mind should be focused on the holy name of the Lord. Abhinnatan namanamina. Because there's no difference between Krishna and Krishna now. Shuddha Purna Shuddha Nityamukta. Purna Shuddha Nityamukta. Abhinnatam Namanam. You know, there's no difference between Krishna and Krishna Nam. One who realizes this associates with Krishna at every moment. Even one who doesn't realize it is associating with Krishna. But one who realizes, he especially gets the benefit of Krishna's association, or he relishes Krishna's association. Prabhupada gives the example of the green mango and the ripe mango. The green mango is also mango, but one doesn't appreciate one can't yet appreciate the sweetness of the mango. One has to wait. And when the mango is mature, then you'll get the sweet taste. But in the beginning, we may not have so much taste for chanting Hare Krishna. Of course, some taste will be there. But we may not fully realize Pratipadam Purnamrita Sharanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in mature stage. At every step, Pratipadam Purnamrita Sharanam, one will taste the full nectar for which we're always anxious. Well, that may not come from day one. Therefore, Buddhya Dhritigrihitaya, by intelligence, one has to stick to the process. And shanai shanai upaname, gradually withdraw the mind from other things. That means while I'm chanting, withdraw the mind from other things. And in my whole life, to withdraw from things that are unnecessary, not helpful for Krishna consciousness. Anukul yasya sankalpa, pratikul yasya varjana. To accept everything favorable for Krishna's service, reject everything unfavorable for Krishna's service. Anukul yasya sankalpa, pratikul yasya varjana. So, atma samstam manakritla, one has to place the mind on the sound of the holy name of Krishna. Na kinchid api chintayet, and one should not think of other things. Na kinchid, not kinchid means nothing else. Na kinchid, nothing else. Api chintayet, one shouldn't think of other things. The other things can wait. We don't have to think of any particular thing. Chanting Hare Krishna doesn't mean that now I have to think of Krishna's form, I have to think of Krishna's pastimes, I have to think of this, that. Prabhupada said, chanting is thinking. We simply have to fix our mind on the sound of the holy name of the Lord. That's the practice. Because there's no difference between Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's qualities. So by chanting Hare Krishna and fixing the mind on the sound of Krishna's name, automatically we'll get realization of Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes, and so on. One doesn't have to separately try to fix the mind on these things. One simply has to fix the mind on the transcendental sound vibration. And nakinchid api chintayet, one shouldn't think of other things. Let them wait. Or let them go to hell. But our business is to chant Hare Krishna and hear Hare Krishna. So chant Hare Krishna and hear Hare Krishna. Prabhupada told one devotee, just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. This is the process. Yato yato nischalati manas chanchalam asthiram tatas tato niyam yaitad atmanyeva vishamnayet. One may say, well, I want to do that, but the mind is wandering. I want to withdraw it from other thoughts, but the mind keeps going here, keeps going there. But Krishna says, from wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. We know the mind will wander. I've sat down with determination to chant Hare Krishna, but now the mind is thinking of some business work, or it's thinking of some movie, or it's thinking of some what I want to do on the weekend, or it's thinking of so many things. Mind is a treasure house of useless thoughts. So the mind will say, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? And one thing leads to the next thing, and soon I've forgotten my purpose. Therefore, Krishna says, yato yato nischalati manas chanchalam asthiram. Wherever that mind has gone, because it's chanchal, nischalati, unsteady, agitated, chanchal, flickering, austere, not at all steady, tatastato niyamyaita, from wherever it's gone, one has to bring it back under control. One has to bring it under discipline. Atmani eva vasham niyet. And one has to fix it on Atma, Paramatma, the transcendental sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The nature of the mind is flickering and unsteady, but a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. The mind should not control him. One who controls the mind, and therefore the senses as well, is called Goswami or Swami. And one who is controlled by the mind is called Godas, or the servant of the senses. A Goswami knows the standard of sense happiness. In transcendental sense happiness, the senses are engaged in the service of Rishikesh, or the supreme owner of the senses, Krishna. Serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. That is the way of bringing the senses under full control. What is more, that is the highest perfection of yoga practice. The senses should be controlled means we should engage the senses in Krishna's service. If I'm doing all nonsense, and then I sit down to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, it'll be difficult business. I'm going to... The karmis, they're smoking, they're drinking, they're chasing women around, chasing men around. And then they're going to go and sit for meditation. What will they meditate on? So it's not simply, it's one yogic, so-called yogi who is popular some years ago. 15 minutes in the morning, 15 years, minutes in the evening, you perform this meditation. That's not, and then the rest of the time you do whatever you want. And the meditation is so powerful that it will, no. One has to mold one's life in such a way that one will always remember Krishna. Then when we sit down for meditation, things will be moving in the right direction. So one has to sit, and chant, fix the mind, and wherever it goes, come back. Therefore, we're repeating. Why don't we just chant once? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now my mind is fixed, business finished. No. Mind starts to wander. So again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, again, again. Wherever the mind has gone, back. Repeated practice. Then, what will happen? Prashanta manasam yenam yoginam sukhamuttamam upayati shanta rajasam brahmabhuta akalmasha. The yogi whose mind is fixed on me attains the highest perfection of transcendental happiness. He's beyond the mode of passion. He realizes his qualitative identity with the Supreme. And thus he's freed from all reactions to past deeds. Purport. Brahmabhuta is the state of being freed from material contamination and situated in the transcendental service of the Lord. Madbhaktim lapate pranam. One cannot remain in the quality of Brahma, the Absolute, until one's mind is fixed on the lotus feet of the Lord. Savai mana Krishna padadavindiyo. To be always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, or to remain in Krishna consciousness, is to be factually liberated from the mode of passion and all material contamination. So this stage comes prashanta manasamhyena. The mind becomes prashanta, becomes very peaceful. It's chanting Hare Krishna. Now we see that everyone's mind is so agitated. The world is such a place that the mind just becomes full of passion to achieve, to enjoy, to this. The mind is racing with so many ideas of enjoyment. So many schemes. So many ideas, controlling and enjoying. Prashanta manasamhyena. By chanting Hare Krishna, one gets freed from that. The mind becomes peaceful. Prashanta nishesha manovratanta. Yoginam sukham uttamam. And then one gets transcendental happiness. Not this chapala sukha, flickering happiness. Sukham uttamam. Happiness which is beyond material nature. Upayati shanta rajasam. Passion goes down. Brahmabhuta makomisham. And one attains the stage of realizing one's spiritual nature. Tattvamasi. I have the same spiritual nature as Krishna. Krishna is great and I'm small. But Krishna is spirit, I'm also part and parcel of Krishna. I'm also spirit, I'm not this body. Akalmasha. And on this platform, one becomes freed from sinful reactions. Yunjan nedvam sadatmanam yogi vigata kalmasha. Sukena brahma samsparsham. Atyantam sukham uttamam. Thus, the self-controlled yogi, constantly engaged in yoga practice, becomes freed from all material contamination and achieves the highest stage of perfect happiness in transcendental loving service to the Lord. Now, this is the method. By constantly being engaged, chanting Hare Krishna, Prabhupada calls it a gradual cleansing process. Cheta dharpana margin. Mind becomes purified, heart becomes purified. Brahma samsparsha. He's in touch with the Absolute, with Krishna. Abhinnatan namanam, you know. Sarvabhutam stamatmanam sarvabhutani chatmani. Ikshate yoga yuktatma sarvatra samadarshanam. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami subchame na pranashyati. One reaches the stage of seeing Krishna in every living entity and seeing every living entity in Krishna. Ikshate yoga yuktatma, being engaged always in Krishna consciousness, he sees Krishna everywhere. Sarvatra samadarshan. And Krishna says, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So this is our goal in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, to be always absorbed in thinking of Krishna. Beginning is the practice stage. Then comes the clearing stage. And in perfection, the stage of being always absorbed in thinking of Krishna. These are the three stages of chanting. And one reaches the highest stage by avoiding 10 offenses. One devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, what is quality in chanting? Prabhupada talked about quantity, 16 rounds, and quality. But what is that quality? Prabhupada said quality means avoiding the 10 offenses. That list is there. To blaspheme the devotees who were engaged in spreading the holy name of the Lord, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master, minimize the importance of the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version, to maintain some material attachment, to think that the holy name's glories are exaggerated, to concoct something about the holy name of the Lord, some imaginary explanation, to think that the names of the demigods are on the same level as the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, to perform sinful activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord, to think that the chanting of Hare Krishna is another pious ritualistic activity, to maintain material attachments in spite of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Did I leave anything out? To instruct a faithless person about the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. These 10 kinds of offenses we should avoid. Well, that's also practice. Because we're trying to satisfy Krishna. And if we offend Krishna, we're at odds with ourselves, at cross purposes. So we want to become free from the 10 kinds of offenses. And Sanatana Goswami also advises that, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advises, that one should therefore be in a humble state of mind. Sanatana Goswami says, abject humility, utter humility. If I'm proud, then it will be difficult. That means I'll try to do everything on my own strength. And by my own strength, it will not be possible. One has to depend on Krishna. One has to depend on Krishna. Trinadapi suni chena turoripi. Therefore, one has to be humble, meek, so that Krishna will be kindly disposed. And someone's very humble, dependent on Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example. The child who's always dependent on the mother gets more attention. Child who's a little older can manage by himself. The mother doesn't have to pay so much attention, but the child who's completely dependent, always calling out for the mother, yes, yes, what do you need? The mother is responsive. So if we're independently capable, then all right. But if we're feeling always dependent on Krishna, then Krishna reciprocates, Krishna helps. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers have advised us and have shown the example that one should be very humble and meek, placing oneself at Krishna's mercy. And Prabhupada said the chanting is like calling out for the child's sincere crying for the protection of the mother. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare, Hare. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. Okay, there's some questions or comments.
Maharaj, you mentioned that we should have that mood of dependence on Krishna. And we, at every moment we are really dependent, but it's very difficult to cultivate that mood. I am the doer never goes away. Trying, but
yes. Therefore, it's advised here that one has to practice. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says one should beat the mind 100 times in the morning with a broomstick and 100 times at night with a shoe. Dushtamam tumikishara Vaishnava. My dear mind, what kind of Vaishnava are you? Your rascal nonsense. One has to discipline the mind. What is that? Bhajahure mana sri nandanandana abhaya chodanadavindu. I know that you think that you're great stuff, my dear mind. But please just you give your attention to the lotus feet of Krishna. And by Brahma Samsparsha, by contact with Krishna, you become purified. Just a child is trying to get the mother is trying to get the child to take a bath, and the child is resisting, but the mother is pulling. Now we go. So the mind may be kicking and screaming, but we have to drag it. You just sit here and chant Hare Krishna. You just hear. And you, after some time, you'll like it also. Anything that's practiced, in the beginning, it may not be very inspiring. Piano practice, or any practice, physical practice, any, whatever the practice. In the beginning, it doesn't seem to be working, it's so much trouble. But when we stick to the practice, practice makes perfect, then it becomes enjoyable also. The student likes to sit down at the piano and practice a new piece, and it becomes very enlivening. So, in the beginning, one has to use one's intelligence. Yes, I must chant Hare Krishna. And even in the, it's not that in 2 days or 4 days we become perfect. Even after so much practice, still the mind is running this way and that way. One shouldn't be discouraged. One should stick to the practice and again control the mind, again bring it back. Yato yato nishchalati tato tatam niyam yaita. Wherever it goes, one has to bring it back. Again and again. Not that now I've become perfect, I'll just slack off. One has to therefore humility. Not that now I've probably reached the bhava stage, my chanting is pretty damn good. One should remain humble. That what kind of chanting am I doing? Still committing so many offenses, still my mind is wandering. But I shouldn't give up. I've been given this practice by bona fide spiritual master, the advice of the acharyas and shastra. I understand, at least theoretically, that Krishna and Krishna's name are identical. That this is a purifying process. So let me stick to it. And stick to it seriously, avoiding these offenses and chanting.
You mentioned about perfection. Do you ever reach perfection? Do you ever reach perfection as long as you are in this material body?
Yes. Ihayasya harer dasye Karmana manasa gira nikalasya pyavasthasu jivan mukta sutra. Iha yasya harir dasya. Even here in this material world, iha means, even here. Iha yasya harir dasya, a person who's engaged in the service of Krishna. Karmana manasa gira. With body, mind, and words, by his activities, by his mind, by his speech. Nikalashva pivastasu. Even while he's in this material world, jivan mukta, he's a liberated person. Prabhupada gives the example of the coconut. When the coconut dries up, the coconut meat separates from the coconut shell. It stays inside the shell, but it's detached from the shell. You shake it, you hear it rattling around in there. So in the same way, the perfect devotee remains in this body, but he's no longer connected to this material world, because everything's engaged in the service of Krishna. Jivan mukta, he's a liberated person.
He never thinks that he is perfect.
That's his perfection. He never thinks, so yes, I'm a pure devotee, I'm perfect. That's how the demons think. Ishuro ham maham bhogi siddho ham balavan sukhi. I'm in control. I'm on top of everything. I'm the enjoyer. Ishuro ham maham bhogi siddho ham. I'm perfect. Siddho ham balavan sukhi. I'm powerful. I'm happy. Ajo bijanavan asmi konyosti sabjushova maya. I'm surrounded by big men or whole family of dynasty. Konyosti sadrishovaya. Who else is there like me? This is how the demons are bewildered. They actually think like, who else is there like me? You know, their mind is so busy talking themselves up and talking everybody else down. Yeah, he's a pretty bright guy, but you know, I got it over him. Konyoshti Sajrushomaya. Busy talking to himself about his own capabilities, his own good qualities. In this way, he's bewildered by illusion.
I have one question. Thank you for a nice class. But sometimes, as you mentioned, that in outside world, in a business world, you have to prove yourself. You can't say, oh, I'm the lowest and everything. And here,
well, you may not say that to your customers or your boss.
My question is, when we have to maintain the dual personality sometimes when they come, so how do we...
No, humble doesn't mean that you're always going around with your head down and tears in your eyes. I'm so... But it means that you know that everything is dependent on Krishna. If Krishna desires, the deal will be successful, or the customer will purchase the product, or whatever it is. Not because I'm so capable. Adhisthanam tata karta karanam cha pratak vidha vividhascha pratak cheshta daivam chailatra pancham. In the accomplishment of anything, there are five factors. The body, the doer, the senses, the different kinds of endeavor that you make, and finally, the personality of Godhead. Because all the other four may be perfectly in place, and it all fails. You make the perfect business plan, you've got a fantastic product, you've done all your research, you have fantastic people, everything's lined up, and your competitor comes out with the same product, 5 days before you're ready to launch. It's, not in your control. Or the market crashes, just when you're ready to go. Or you break a leg, or you die, or it's something that should have been a perfect success becomes a failure, or something that really should have been a failure succeeds. Therefore, anyone who thinks that he himself is capable of bringing something off is a fool. Let's find that. Tatraivam satyakartaram atmanam kevalam tuyaha pasyatya krita akritabuddhitvam nasapasyati tuyaha. Therefore, a person who thinks that, doesn't see these five things, and thinks that atmanam kevalam tuyaha, he himself is getting everything done, akritabuddhitvam, his intelligence is bad. It's imperfect, it's immature. Not sapashati durmati, that kind of bad thinking. He can't see properly. He's not humble. Humble means, okay, I've done my homework, I've got everything in line, looks pretty good. Now if God desires, there may be some success. He finally knows that everything is up to good. That's humble. Prabhupada didn't walk around always going, I'm so incompetent. He knew what his job was, what his work was. When he was doing business, he went to see Dhyanapan, printers. And he didn't go there and say, He was, as they say, on top of his game. Negotiated with them with full determination, intelligence. And by Krishna's grace, it was successful. He got so many books at a good price and able to distribute. That doesn't mean that you walk around with a sort of defeatist mentality. Humility and defeatism are not the same. Humility means I'm very small, so I have to depend on the grain. A child who's dependent on the father, he knows I'm just a child. His kids could beat me up. But my father could beat them up. So he's confident. My father will protect me. I may be very small, but my father is there. So in the business world, we have to sometimes make a show of confidence. We have to do so many things as a matter of duty. And it's not that to do those things I have to puff myself up. The materialists sometimes, they have seminars and all sorts of techniques so they can believe in themselves and they can think that they're great so that they can accomplish anything. And they're fools. Maybe you can sell a little more this way or that. You can't actually sell more than you're destined. That's also true. But they develop some self-confidence and they're able to go and meet the customer and talk them into whatever it is. But ultimately their life is a failure. Because they're under the illusion, whatever I think I can do, it's not true. Think and grow rich. The author got rich, I'm sure. that so many poor men have purchased his book and simply become poorer. Because it's not true that you simply think and you grow rich. You think, you develop a positive attitude, you try everything, you do everything carefully, and then you depend on Krishna. And if he so desires, you'll become rich. And if he doesn't desire, you'll be rich anyway in Krishna consciousness. Rich or poor, you'll be rich. And the person who's not Krishna conscious, rich or poor, he'll be poor. So, humble doesn't mean something stereotyped. So to walk around with this timid, ineffectual attitude. It means to be dependent on Krishna. The person who's depending on Krishna can actually act with confidence. Arjuna was not timid. Kurukshetra was not a place for cowards. But he knew that if I'm successful, it will be by the grace of Krishna only. Otherwise, they have the better general, they have the bigger army. But we're depending on Krishna, that's all. Then everything is possible. Is that okay? The Krishna conscious person also, he's more productive or more effective because he doesn't worry. He doesn't have to think everything depends on me. He does his best, and then he knows everything depends on Krishna. If Krishna so desires, I've done my best, let's see. Otherwise, all right. If I get a promotion, that's Krishna's grace. If I get fired, I'll do bhajan. He has no anxiety. He knows everything is in Krishna's hands. It's not just up to me. He's chanting Hare Krishna. His mind is peaceful, pure. So he can work nicely.
While chanting or japa, is it okay to think of any picture of Krishna or anything?
You don't have to do that. It's not that while chanting I have to think of something, visualize something. Just Prabhupada advised that we hear, that we fix our mind on hearing. That will do everything. If we hear with attention, then automatically everything will manifest itself.
Of the ten offenses, one is to instruct a faithless person in matters of the holy name.
Mm.
So how do you reconcile that with going out and preaching to people?
Yeah, Prabhupada said we take some risk. Otherwise, Krishna consciousness doesn't get spread. So we take some risk. We approach everyone. Please chant Hare Krishna. Even there, we're not telling everyone about everything. Some preliminary introductory information. Then if he's favorable, if he's interested, then we'll say more. Otherwise, we keep it, what should we say? Yeah, appropriate, introductory level. We're not going to approach the ordinary people about the internal affairs of Krishna. That will come later. Okay.
Sometimes we can just give them prasad.
Yeah, we try to help them, give them prasad, give them a book. It's not that that will be good. Then they may be a little interested. All right, I purchased it. They're becoming a little purified. Now they gave a contribution. All right, let me see what I've paid for. That much interest is now there. And if they read even 2 lines, 4 lines, they get some benefit. Or if it catches their interest and they read more. And now their eligibility is increasing. And they may come and say, oh, you have any other books? So we, in that way, the book is a solid opportunity for them. Or sometimes if they're not interested, then they leave it on the shelf, and 20 years later someone else picks it up. Now we're seeing, because we've been distributing so many books for so many years, that people are coming. Yes, my father bought a book, 25 years ago, and he just left it on the shelf, and I picked it up. I've heard quite a number of stories like that. My mother bought a book, my father bought a book, and it's just sitting there. All right, he wasn't interested, but someone else's name was on it. It came to him. Anything else? Okay. Chant a little bit more.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Purnam Sapriyad Charja Ashtotra Sri Shimad AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami Raj Purubad Jai Om Vishnu Pad Purnam Sapriyad Charja Ashtotra Sri Shimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada
Ki Jai
Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki
Jai
Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki
Jai
Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki
Jai
Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Swami Prabhu Radha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki
Jai
Vrindavan Tham Ki
Jai
Madhip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri ki jai, Ganga Mai ki
jai,
Jamana Mai ki
jai,
Tulsi Devi ki
jai,
Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda ki
jai,
all glories to the assembled
world. Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled
world. Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled
world. Hare Krishna.
Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.